This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
That is completely above reproach.
Well, let me ask you now, switching and going back to Grover's point a little bit, the budget. So we have promises that were made on the campaign trail, and then we have the reality of the budget. Where should people trying to figure out where the rubber meets the road, what should they look to?
Right. So first, for starters, President-elect Trump is going to be inheriting the worst fiscal situation of any president as judged by the debt relative to the economy, mm-hmm. other than President Truman when he's walking into office. So he's got a tough starting point. He spent a lot of time on the campaign talking about the importance of getting that $20 trillion debt back down. And yet, we looked at the proposals that he put forth during the campaign. They would, in fact, add over $5 trillion of national debt. And that's on top of borrowing $9 trillion that we are poised to do if we do nothing. So he has a huge challenge ahead of him. He's also going to be working with a Republican Congress that for years has said it's very important to balance the budget over a 10-year period. The question is, now that they have the House, the Senate, and the White House, are they suddenly going to pull back from those fiscal goals because he has these unpaid for tax cuts, infrastructure spending, increases in defense, a lot of things that would actually balloon the debt? Or are they going to hold to those fiscal goals, which are very important for both getting the debt under control and actually helping to grow the economy, which is the other major goal?
You know, John, I think the flip side of that also is Donald Trump during the campaign did not say very much about Medicare or Social Security. Mm-hmm. Now remember, the three biggest drivers of federal deficit and debt going forward are health care spending, Social Security, and net interest on the debt. So unless we do something about those quickly, this is a problem like compounding interest is a good thing when you invest. This is the opposite of that. And so it is crucially important, and I'm glad to see, by the way, that Republicans have begun to focus on Medicare reform, mm-hmm. because that is the more intractable, I think, of the two problems between Medicare and Social Security. But it's also important for him, I think, to revisit what he said during the campaign, which is that he didn't want to touch Social Security.
That's right.
I think it's important that we look at things like the retirement age and also the growth of benefits.
There's something kind of
the positive, if there can be any positive thing about this, is that if America ever required a businessman's mindset to attack these real issues, it is now. You know, oftentimes we get what we need most at just the right time. And, you know, the other challenge is the outside threat and distraction that could potentially come up. You know, maybe we could only be so lucky as, to focus on domestic issues, but national security takes us outside of what happens here, near and presently. We need to address some of those things as well. And sometimes so often as, we discovered with George W. Bush, they happen outside of your control. They just happen to you. So how do you respond to that? You know, so all these things are in the air. I got to tell you, I believe in Donald Trump's background. I believe what he will be able to do. Again, it's not by accident that we have a Republican controlling the White House, the Senate, and Congress. Again, this is the perfect storm, I would say, in a positive way, to help us deal with these issues that have been longstanding. If there's going to be survival of this republic, here's our opportunity to do that. And, you know, we've been saying on this show for a number of years that America is facing business problems and we keep hiring non-business people to do the job. You know, Donald Trump understands turnaround expertise and what's required. He's lived this throughout his business life, and this is a turnaround project. And I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised, including the cast of Hamilton and others that are demonstrating in the street. If they have ears to hear and eyes to see, what could positively, you know, come about with a Trump administration. Right now, we're in the theoretical because we're not there yet, but things will happen. And I believe in the first 100 days, we're going to see a lot of positive movement that will be telling And we'll be able to tell right away if there will be another 4 years of one Donald J. Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what needs to be our focus still. It is not over. It's just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means, hey, look, if it's going to change, it's going to be up to us. And I think we have, a lot of things in motion at the grassroots level that point in a positive direction and give us a good future and a hope here, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to stay with it. Well, our next guest, we're going to talk about social media and what's happening. I mean, 144 keystrokes. Can sometimes be limiting. It can be harsh at times. But I will say that, most highly successful people understand that, communication is still what it's all about and how to communicate effectively. Those that are most successful are the ones that are very good at that. But you got technology getting in the way today. And as I say, with 144 characters, you may not be able to be as charming as you like to be. And as a result, if we're leaning on that exclusively, it is compromising the art of communication. Leslie Shore is with us right now. She's a national speaker, communications expert, professor, and author. She is a one-stop shop for communication issues that affect, she says, the bedroom to the boardroom. In case you weren't paying and you thought this was all going to be business, huh? We're going to have some serious fun here and do something about these communication issues. Leslie Shore, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on. I mean, this is what we're dealing with in our culture. I would say that sometimes the whole social medium itself as a communication tool, I think has been very good for people who are not necessarily extroverts, because you still have extroverts, would much rather have that one-on-one contact. Introverts, I have found, most readily rely on these 144 keystrokes. I mean, that says everything that they want you to know. And sometimes we lose, as you say, social graces in the translation.
Oh, indeed. And I would agree with you that introverts find social media a wonderful place because they are not under immediate, oh, my gosh, what do I come up with? Mm-hmm. It can be in their time. And they can fulfill what they want to do with the words that they want without the pressure.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's good. I said, when I say extra, I'm not trying to exclude them and say it's a bad thing or that we should cast them aside. I think it's great that they're talking. Let's find out what's going on in these deep thinkers' minds, because I find many extroverts to be very deep. And when they do say something, it's quite profound.
It's absolutely true. When I teach and I do some teaching online, it is the introverts that wait and wait and wait during chat. And then towards the end of the class, they type in something that pulls everything together And it's an absolutely amazing experience to see what introverts can do with information that everyone else has kind of just thrown out there.
Right.
So yes, they are definitely deep thinkers.
And part of the opportunity that we have here in terms of communicate, first of all, let's agree, communication is good. Overall, in this general safe context, communication is a good thing. The challenge that we've had here is we've got a generation that has grown up with political correctness, high-level sensitivity, that if something is expressed in such a way, I would think, oh, my goodness, if they were anywhere near one of the drill instructors I had when I was in the Marine Corps, they would be forever in the fetal position and totally decimated. I mean, here we are. We have an election that takes place, and people have their thumbs in their mouths, and they're fetalized over this whole deal. It's like, come on, you know, this is life. Get in the fight. Get your thumbs out of your mouth, stand up, and let's go make some things happen together. It's going to be okay.
Absolutely, and I think one of the things that will allow this current group of millennials to really get in there and do that is the way social media can get folks to take action,
mm-hmm.
for them to be able to say to Facebook or even to tweet to all of their folks, let's meet here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this at noon. Let's get together and say something as a group. And social media can be a wonderful way of making sure that that happens versus the way we used to do it back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you had to pick up the phone and call, and it wasn't even a cell phone.
Right. And when you say, let's get together and say something, I know the driving force of that, and it's not just to say something to hear yourself talk. I mean, let's be constructive here. I think we've had too many years where we've been kind of treading water, and I think that's part of the frustration that I see, Leslie, and with my observation, and I've been referring to this as this pent-up productivity that has been kind of dormitized a bit in our culture, and it's just waiting to be expressed. And I think this is a good thing. And I think, you know, given the opportunity, we could unleash this human productivity potential, and I think we'll find that it's win-win for everybody. But to get there, it might be a little harsh at times for people, but it's like, hey, let's understand that we're all moving in the right direction here.
And I would agree with that. The last big activism that there was, honestly, after civil rights and the Vietnam War, I honestly don't remember when the last big activism situation was that encompassed the whole country, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am so thrilled about is that social media can be a plus in making sure that this kind of activism is handled well, is inclusive of mm-hmm. so many people. And the only thing that I am hoping for is that when you post, is that when you do a tweet, is when you do text, keep it civil.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it civil, because that is the way that people are going to come along with you. If
right.
you do it out of a kind of emotion that is negative and is in a way excluding others, you will not get the type of group and type of activism that you really want to get in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news right now, Leslie, is we got people talking. I think that's wonderful. I the fact that people are talking, introverts, extroverts, whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, let's have the conversation. But at the end of the day, if I can use that tried saying, are we adding or taking away from the greater good? And I think that's what you're saying.
I would agree with you, because what we are, it's not at this point about being politically correct or not politically correct. It really is about in what direction is this country going? And as a people, it's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And no matter which way you look at it, the people are making their voices heard. And that is for the greater good.
Exactly.
Always for the greater good.
Well, our conversation continues with Leslie Shore. We're talking about the social graces of social media. Why not? Let's make it work for everybody. We've got more from Leslie on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I want to thank you. You're miles away from home.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
Hey, it's a season to be thankful as we come together and family members, extended and all. A great time to be thankful. We've gone through a couple of rough seasons together, and I think there's good winds boding on the horizon for us, and this is a good time for us to pause even for just a moment, as the amazing Kreskin reminded us that sometimes we get so busy about what we do that we forget to be. And I steal that from a dear friend of mine who says that we often become human doings instead of human beings, and we miss out along the way. So enjoy your Thanksgiving, okay, with your family this year and your families. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're continuing our conversation with Leslie Shore. Leslie is a social media expert, a communications expert. And, she's helping us understand, what is going on with social media, with all these emoticons that are out there. And, have we lost, some decorum in the process? 144 keystrokes can be pretty harsh sometimes, especially when we're coming out of a condition of political correctness. Sometimes, Leslie, just resisting somebody else's comment can be offensive when, our communication has been kind of coddled and measured, right?
Oh, I would agree with that completely. And one of the things that in my book, Listen to Succeed, I talk about being present and also not judging what is coming in. And those are two very difficult things to do. But if you practice them, you can actually not just listen in terms of face-to-face or over the phone, but even more importantly, when we're talking about social media and texting and tweeting and Facebooking, we still have to listen. And right. Listening without judgment and keeping your ego out of the way really allows us to be critical listeners and critical thinkers versus reacting emotionally, which just unfortunately inflames. And that's what we don't want to do. We do want to have a conversation.
Yeah, we want to build a bridge, not blow it up. And you bring up an excellent point here, Leslie, and that is that one of the benefits in dealing with social media is that we can pause. We can chew on what somebody has said. Whereas when you're face to face with somebody, what happens oftentimes in communication. One of the frustrations, for me, and I do this myself. I'm not saying that others don't. Is that often when somebody is talking and they're giving a response, I'm more concerned about what my follow-up is going to be instead of what they're saying. Isn't that goofy?
Yes, that is so normal. You are rehearsing.
Yes.
You are making sure that what you're going to say is going to make sense. Unfortunately, if the other person is still talking, you may miss the fact that they're actually saying what you are just about to say. So that's the part of listening to the end of the sentence before you even start formulating a reply. And boy, oh boy, that does take practice.
Yes. Yeah, it does take grace and appreciation to understand that what we're bringing to the conversation here, I say parts and pieces to the puzzle. God in his imminent wisdom did not give any one person, I say, all the goods. But we're like this potential mosaic that comes together, adding to the proposition and the understanding of what the discussion is all about. And so if you can allow that to happen, and when I have been successful in doing that, in spite of my own human failings, it is a wonderful experience.
And I agree with you that we need that mosaic, and we need the fact, because everyone grows up in a different family and has a different set of experiences and history and therefore wisdom that comes out of that. And we really need to give people the space to let that out and the grace to actually listen to what it is that they're saying or what it is that they're putting on social media. And to that point, because social media does allow you to pause and critically think and formulate a reply that comes from the best of you, it's a great platform to do that from.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing that I think is being mismeasured and underappreciated is something attitudinally that has taken over our culture, which John Naisbitt warned us back in the early 80s with his book Megatrends. And that is that as technology would increase, there would be this, this desire for high touch. He called it high tech, high touch, that people want to be responded to as who they are, as human beings. You know, as so much today in business, you call somebody and you got to go through this battalion and layers of promptings and robotic answering machines. It's so frustrating that when you actually get a humanoid on the other side, you're shocked. You're not even sure how to communicate. You go, well, should I punch two or three? You know, do I get to choose the humanoid I'm talking to here?
And what's really interesting is that there are a number of companies who have realized that the pendulum now has to swing back to that high touch because the high tech has taken them away from that. And those companies who are doing that are seeing a lot more success. And we have to remember, and I'm a boomer myself, that boomers do like the high touch. Mm-hmm. And we are a huge portion of the population right now.
Right.
So even though we've got the high tech, boy, if you can throw that together with the high touch, you really have something going for you.
Well, I would dare say, Leslie, that even millennials, because that's who we are as human beings. We want to have that touch. They may not be able to translate it, you know, as we do in the boomer revolution. But even millennials, in my conversations, when I can observe that dynamic come into play, wow, they lighten up. I mean, they just it's almost a little foreign to them at first, but they like it. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. And having nieces and nephews of that age, millennials actually are searching for that because the norm for them is to do everything through social media. So even though it may be uncomfortable at first, when they get that one-on-one personal conversation face-to-face or even on the phone, they do lap it up, absolutely.
Well, Leslie, I got to
validate it.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And I, at the same time, you know, as you were talking, I was just thinking, I was doing that thing I told you I try not to do. But I was just thinking, because you triggered this idea, is that you imagine, you know, the love conversation between two millennials exclusively on social media. You got 144 characters. I got to imagine some of that heart and that deep feeling is missed on most people, because you, in order to express yourself, you know, lovingly and romantically in 144 characters, boy, you got to be a poet. You got to be really good, I would think.
There are two things. One, you've got to be a poet. Or two, you have to know your significant other well enough to know the words that actually will tug at their heart. And that requires really excellent listening up front when you are face-to-face.
Well, exactly. And these are things that we're learning and, you know, we will continue to work on. I want to refer everybody, go to Leslie's website, listentosucceed.com. And just as she said, you know, it's in the listening. We can keep ourselves out of a lot of problems if we just listen a little bit better, huh, Leslie?
Absolutely. It's the key. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason.
There it is, right there. Break it down for us. Leslie Shore, she is a communications expert and author. And, social media, don't let it end your social graces, okay?
Thanksgiving is upon us, a time to relax and enjoy, but preparing a feast for those you're most thankful for can be overwhelming. Boston Market's executive chef and culinary director Rebecca Davis says, let them help.
Boston Market's open on Thanksgiving Day and has everything to cover all your needs, from mashed potatoes to extra stuffing and even extra green beans and apple pies.
Other advice? Make sides your own by adding extra touches.
One of the things that I really like to do is to pick up my mashed potatoes, take them home, add some fresh Gouda cheese, chives, and roasted garlic to them. Just give my mashed potatoes a little bit of an extra flair and gives guests something they'll surely enjoy.
And what to do with those leftovers? Try a turkey and Swiss bread pudding.
It reuses your leftover turkey and dinner rolls. You mix that together with a little bit of caramelized onions, some fresh herbs. Put everything in the oven, and within a half hour, you have a hot, fresh, new meal for you and your family.
Go to bostonmarket.com for tips, recipes, and a location nearest you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
La 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 la.
Mary, Mary.
La 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 la.
Thank you.
When I look back over my life.
Thank you.
And all the times you brought me through.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Father, thank you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
You know, just simple words, but how powerful can they be? And, you know, we can be grateful and thankful that here in this country we have Thanksgiving Day, you know, to cause us to slow down even for a moment. And the fact that we take the day off, most of us, to be with family and to really grab a hold. And that's my prayer for you this year, is that you would apprehend what the Thanksgiving season is all about, and that this will be a fresh time of renewal for your families, that you will look around the table and appreciate the different personalities that make up these families. And, you know, then after that, after thanking them, then you can throw the food, okay? Let a food fight begin. Why not? Just for fun. You know, because it's just part of me that, you know, can't help himself. Welcome back, America. Steve Hawkins is with us. He's the president of the Coalition for Public Safety, and he's ready to hit the ground running and working with President-elect Donald Trump and his administration to reform America's justice system. Steve Hawkins, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. I'm well today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this topic that I think, you know, a lot of people do not understand when we talk about reforming America's justice system. Donald Trump wants to be and told us that he wanted to be the law and order president. And people need to understand the context of what that means. It's not just so, I guess in some cases it is black and white. But in other cases, you know, we've got to take a look at, you know, the problem as it sits today and how we got here, don't we?
Sure. You know, Bill, we all want law and order, but we want laws that make sense. And we want to make sure that, you know, our families are protected, the people we love can walk down the street without fear, that the police have the resources that they need. But we also want to make sure that we're not destroying people's lives by putting folks in prison who don't need to be there. You know, when I look at what some of the most conservative states in this country, like Oklahoma and Texas and North Carolina, states that have decided, you know what, we're locking up people who are nonviolent, low-level drug possession. We're clogging our prisons with these folks. We're destroying their lives in the process. Can we divert them out of prison, save money, put them in treatment, and free up resources? And that, Bill, is the momentum that we're seeing in the states. And, you know, we're still very confident that that Congress will look at sentencing reforms in the federal system as well.
Well, I think it's about time to look at that. You know, when we look at the results of what has taken place in the last two decades, for example, you know, the question is, are we winning or are we losing? And
right.
The general sentiment is that, you know, we are, if anything, we're demonstrating the definition of insanity. We're just really not winning here, and we're a lot smarter than this. And so it is time to look at these things. And, you know, especially on the heels of an election where you kept hearing, you know, the things were rigged. Is the social justice system, you know, is it rigged against our young kids today? Are there certain confines, are there certain paradigms that have been established that puts them, you know, on a trajectory of criminality instead of, you know, contribution to society?
Well, certainly, Bill, if, you know, poor young kids, working class families, you know, when faced with the justice system that we have, don't get the same breaks. And this system needs to be fair for everyone. So we as the Coalition for Public Safety, we're made up of some of the most conservative groups in the country, like Americans for Tax Reform, the Grover Norquist Heads, and Faith and Freedom Coalition, Religious Conservatives. But we also have the ACLU, the Center for American Progress, because people realize at this point that this is a real bipartisan issue. It's not a matter of conservative versus progressive ideology. It is a matter of what makes sense for the country. And that's why we're seeing, again, a lot of momentum at the state level. You know, Bill, we spend, the Department of Justice, a third of their budget is spent by the Bureau of Prisons. And that's the money that goes into the FBI. That's the money that goes into, you know, resources for law enforcement. And these numbers never decrease at this point. They only go in one direction. So we have to stop that. We have to realize that for individuals who are in prison, who have been nonviolent, these low-level drug possession, prison is not the answer. Treatment is the answer. The same for folks who end up incarcerated with mental health concerns. You know, Bill, it's important for your listeners to realize one in three Americans right now, 100 million people, have a criminal record. That's just astounding.
Yes.
And so the Coalition for Public Safety is trying to work to reverse that trend in the country.
Yeah. How do we do that? I mean, is it a simple thing like, hey, let's bring it down to the local level, give judges, discernment, authority to where they can, choose as to what's right? Is it also, you know, we talk about education, but education can work both ways. And that is that we understand, you know, what's going on. I was greatly impressed by a video that was done by Yohan Hari. and Johan, you may be aware of, looked into addiction because of a friend and what was going on in the judicial system. And he just started pulling the thread. And as he looked around, it was not only, in his area in the United Kingdom where he was born, but he looked all over the world. And I think there was one country that was kind of getting it and understanding the way out of this had a lot to do with relationship and the familial relationship, that when you take people out of their families and you incarcerate them, you're redefining their lives and disconnecting them from the most important thing that they have. Though it may be dysfunctional and may not work right, and you know you may have those problems, but they were finding out an incredible turnaround in success when sentences came down that considered the familial connection.
That is certainly the case, Bill. And you know, I think that some of our groups like Faith and Freedom, which is, you know, very much conservative, evangelical based, but they realize, you know, that the destruction of families, that if you're able to make sure that people stay connected to family and not do more harm, you know, when you send somebody to prison for 2 years for a low level offense, you're destroying the family bond, and that bond may never come back. And then you end up making somebody more prone to commit crime later on. So how to make sure that when people need help, especially for those with drug problems in our country or mental illness, that we're not sending them to state prison. I mean, we have in some states half of the people end up in who are incarcerated fall in that category.
Wow, that's an incredible number. Look, we got to go to break right now. Steve Hawkins is with us, president of the Coalition for Public Safety. More from Steve as this conversation continues. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and get involved in the conversation at B. Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us right now, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And the nation's largest bipartisan organization working to reform our justice system wants to work with President-elect Donald Trump for positive change. And with us right now is Stephen Hawkins. Stephen, of course, the president of the Coalition for Public Safety. Steve, you know, what people I think are hard to understand, it's hard for people to understand, is that if they're not involved with the justice system and has not really experienced the ineptitude, they don't quite get it. They don't understand. I mean, they see it maybe from a standpoint of budget, their taxes, a lot of their money, you know, if they have some kind of concern about it. But the fact of the matter is that we have to look at it in terms of that we're talking about fathers and mothers who are incarcerated away from their children, and the career path that they are being put on is not one that really benefits them or the community, does it?
No, not at all. And it is something that is touching, though, Bill. So many more families. You know, there's a lot of stigma attached, though. People don't easily want to talk about a loved one who has either spent time in prison or jail. But the criminal justice system touches folks in so many ways. There's all these fines and fees around the country now. As I travel, I hear about folks who will get their driving license revoked because they haven't paid court fines, and when you still go to work because you have to go to work.
Exactly.
And then you drive on a suspended license, then you're in jail for that. And so
You're compounding the problem, and this is what we're talking about earlier when we talked about the system being rigged. And most Americans, unless you've been confronted with this situation, you can't relate. But you've got to see this compounding problem that is occurring within the system, and this is what people are yelling and shouting about. And I keep saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like any problem, you've got to listen to the other side. It may be emoted in such a way that we might find a bit distasteful, but that's only because it's in measure to the distaste that they're experiencing firsthand. I mean, if you're taking away people's ability to work, and and you think, okay, let's look back empirically and say, how often did that punishment work? Is there something better that we can utilize? I mean, you're not saying, look, if you've done the crime, you don't have to do the time. But we just need to look at how, that has been extended in such a way. You know, like the old saying is that, if you are the hammer, if that's the way you see yourself, and everything that you think about is being a hammer, then you start looking at everybody as a nail, right?
That's right. That's right. And so I think that, that only through us being able to talk through our differences as, for people to recognize that that we incarcerate more people than any other country in the world at this point, that we have to find a way to really, as we like to say, Bill, figure out separate the people who we legitimately should fear and mm-hmm. who prisons are designed for from the people who we're just simply mad at. And the folks who.
Good point. Yes.
The folks who've done something that we consider to be a knucklehead, but not necessarily somebody who should have their lives destroyed by 2 years in jail or prison.
Right. And I'm with you on that, Steve. I think that we're wasting too much humanity, and what we do is legacy impacted. I mean, when you take a father and you take him away from his family and you put him in jail. Okay. I'm just saying one of the considerations to your point is that if he's being a knucklehead, then he gets knucklehead punishment. But, we don't want to turn him into some sort of career criminal, because now we've introduced him into a different society away from his family, and now it's about surviving. And if he has to survive in that situation, what are the chances that he's going to come out more like what he was exposed to than what he was?
That's exactly right, Bill. And then, of course, we have to make sure that when folks do come out of prison or out of jail, that we focus on, education, job opportunities, making sure that if they slip up, that there's a quick intervention. 40% of the people who leave prison end up going back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
If this was any other government program which failed at a 40% rate, it would be totally unacceptable. So, states are finding that with some real thought and real training and offerings to folks coming out of prison, that's a better investment than just sending folks back, right? So it's amazing states like North Carolina, which are beginning to see their numbers on folks returning to prison dropping. And those kind of trends, need to be replicated around the country.
Exactly. Well, we always hear about recidivism, right? But I'm curious on that number, Steve. The people that are coming back, I got to imagine they're higher for those that have been in longer. Because, in a sense, this becomes their home and their family. Mm-hmm. And now you've extracted them out of another family. And what are they going to default to?
Yes. That's one of the problems with, when people have been subjected to very long-term sentences. But, Bill, my experience on even people who spend 20 years in prison, some, not all, but you'd be surprised how many people are eager to find a way to really fit back into the society which they've been separated from,
right.
and find a way back. I'm encouraged by the fact that employers like Coke Industries, for example, mm-hmm. with Georgia Pacific. I mean, the Koch brothers are certainly very conservative, but they've realized that they need to create economic opportunity for people coming out of prison. So they, you know, there's the whole movement not to have people have to check off on the front of an application that they've been to prison, and to allow that to come out if folks make it through that first round of an interview or a job application, and it gets to the interview stage to talk about their past at that point, but to give more opportunities for people coming out of prison to find jobs, to find a way to contribute again to society, and hopefully at the end of the day to make sure that folks don't end up going back to prison.
Well, my firm belief in core issue here is to give everybody a fair chance to be successful. If the odds are stacked up against them, then what are we, you know, what are we doing? You know, we're saying, okay, come back in. We want you to be a good boy and grow, but now we're going to handcuff you in the process. I mean, that's not, that's not advantageous. And the last time I checked, we need labor. We need people who are willing to step up. Now, here's people who have made a mistake, and for those that grace is extended, will they appreciate that and step up? Some cases, yes. Some cases, not. But that's okay. I mean, we're human beings. We're not perfect here. But here's another opportunity, and I'm, for one, willing and more than willing to say let's side on the benefit of the doubt. Let's not be so hard on this. Let's give our fellow human here in this journey of life an opportunity and see what's happened, because we've heard of success stories time and again. We've heard of some bad stories too, but I'm like you, Steve. I'm hopeful and want to side on the side of, if I'm going to err, I want to err on the side of hope. Is that fair?
That is fair. Quite fair, my friend.
Yeah, and I appreciate what you guys are doing there as a bipartisan organization and working to reform the justice system. And I wanted to give you a forum and an opportunity to explain this to our audience, because sometimes what happens in the idea, and we were just talking with a communication expert just a moment ago, is we're just not listening. You know, we're really not hearing the problem. All we're responding to is 8-second sound bites, and we need to measure that appropriately in our conversation and how it influences our perspective. So I'm grateful that you came on and that you enlightened our audience, hopefully. And that we will continue this connection, because I'd love to have you back, and it's going to be a battle, and we got to continue to fight this, and it is a fight worth fighting when you talk about the souls, the very souls and families of our fellow citizens, right?
That is so true, Bill, and I really appreciate being on today for your listeners who want more information. Our website is coalitionforpublicsafety.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers free